Hurricane Michael just made landfall as a Category 4 storm near Mexico Beach, Florida, with winds of at least 155 miles per hour. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network is with us now from Gainesville, Florida. Jeff, 155 miles an hour, that's the same wind speed that we saw from Hurricane Maria when it hit Puerto Rico as a Category 4 storm.
Yeah, and it's also the same wind speed that was further analyzed by Hurricane Andrew. That exact wind speed, of course, the scientists will go in and figure out. There'll be a lot of forensics done on this storm, Jeremy. We know now it's a historic storm. Never in our, at least, recorded history has there been a storm this strong hitting the Florida Panhandle. So, yeah, our hearts go out to those in the path of it right now and still in the next 12 hours, Jeremy. We have a long way to go and many more residents further inland in portions of Florida and even Georgia that are going to experience some severe impacts from Michael.
Well, what can you tell us about what Michael is doing right at this moment?
Well, we know that there's been ground truth already from the wind speeds. We've had a lot of visuals of that and reports of that. I'm really concerned for our listeners who might be further inland and thought this was going to fall apart. It's coming across the Florida Panhandle in a pretty low terrain area, and it's moving fast enough that we'll still probably have some hurricane force winds in the extreme southeastern part of Alabama and much of southwest Georgia. Officially, the storm is not expected to weaken to a tropical storm until it gets close to Macon, Georgia, late tonight. So there's still a large area of land that's going to be cut up with trees coming down, possibly some structural damage. Most of this will be west of Tallahassee, so there's some better news for Tallahassee. Still some ways to go, though, some tropical storm force winds there. But we cannot let our guard down further inland just because now it's come ashore. In fact, the back edge of that eyewall, Jeremy, is still lashing Panama City with 100-plus mile-per-hour winds.
Well, what would you advise people who are further inland? Hopefully people who are on the coast have either sought shelter or they have left the area. But if they're further inland in places like, let's say, Tallahassee or even into Georgia and the Carolinas, what should people be doing?
Well, over the next 6 to 12 hours, just don't let your guard down just because you might think the worst has passed or maybe never reaches you. The storm changes kind of its shape and structure after it comes ashore and moves inland. All of a sudden, not all the hazards are right near the center. You got outer bands that still could spark up a tornado. Wind gusts could still really be high in some of these outer bands. So for the next 6 to 12 hours, stay very vigilant. And then my one word for everybody in the path of this storm after it passes is just patience. There is going to be a lot of response necessary for this. We have a lot of people, a lot of populated areas impacted. So just patience for the crews to get there. Jeremy, there's been a really sobering statistic in the last 5 to 10 years. Most of the deaths from hurricanes have been occurring after landfall, post-storm. Mm. We call them indirect deaths. Almost all 80 of them from Irma were indirect deaths after the storm. So everyone needs to really stay smart and be patient and not, practice safety with the generator. And watch out for the power lines that'll be down. Just stay in a safe location until you've been advised that it's okay to move about after the storm.
Is that often people just getting caught up in fast-moving water or driving through an area that is flooded?
Very good point. Yes, a lot of those deaths have been water-related. We're not going to have the extreme river flooding from this event that we've had in recent events because it is moving forward, moving at a pretty good forward progress. But one thing that I, on the top of my mind, I'm concerned about, generator safety because there will be power outages for days. Power lines, be careful about those. I think stay patient. Everybody's going to be eager to get back home. Just make sure you stay smart and very patient over the next few days.
That is Jeff Huffman, who is chief meteorologist of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, joining us as we watch Hurricane Michael, which has just made landfall in the last hour as a Category 4 storm. That's the same strength as Andrew, same strength as Maria in Puerto Rico, 155 miles per hour. Jeff, thank you.